2 weeks ago, the Oklahoma City Council agreed to consider giving incentives to Cabela's, an outdoor retailer. Then the company announced that it will build an 80,000 square foot store in the new Chisholm Creek development. That project is coming together near the John Kilpatrick Turnpike and Western Avenue. The city admitted that it had been negotiating with the store before the announcement. But Councilman Ed Shadid said giving incentives to a company that's already decided Oklahoma City is a valuable market is giving in to corporate blackmail. Other officials said that's just how business is done if you want new names to come to Oklahoma City rather than surrounding towns. A national hotel investor is checking into Oklahoma City. Indiana-based Schulte Hospitality Group recently bought two properties. It grabbed the Hampton Inn on Northwest Expressway and the Courtyard by Marriott in Norman. Market analyst Peter Holmes said the deals included some of the highest per-room rates he's ever seen in the metro area. He said the rates to buy hotels are going up because in most of the good locations, there's already an existing property. It would be much more expensive to build something new or renovate an old building. He thinks more national companies will look to get involved in Oklahoma. It may soon get easier to ride the bus in Oklahoma City. City manager Jim Couch has asked for more money to test out two crosstown routes at night. The number 11 and number 23 buses would run until midnight rather than shutting down at 7:30. A spokesman for the bus system, known as Embark, said the move would help people who don't work a traditional schedule. Councilwoman Meg Salyer said every time the city's tried something new, the number of riders has gone up. If City Council approves the additional $420,000, the test could start in January. Oklahoma City has a new attraction, the American Pigeon Museum. The National Pigeon Association has been developing its nest since 1993. It's just north of Remington Park in the Adventure District. The museum has been open for limited hours since January and will have live birds at its grand opening June 13th and 14th. The exhibits feature hundreds of breeds developed by people such as Roy Rogers, Yul Brynner, Walt Disney, and Queen Elizabeth. Today in the Journal Record and at journalrecord.com, we'll take a look at the reaction to Oklahoma's repeal of the Common Core education standards. For the Journal Record and KGOU, I'm Adam Brooks.